This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Okay, folks, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It's Wednesday, so that means we're going to talk to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, or the guy from Arbalest Quarrel, and that would be Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Excuse me, Bill. I got something in my throat. Yeah, Stephen's going to be gone for a couple weeks today and through next Wednesday, but he'll be back, I'm sure, with plenty to relate in terms of his escapades in various parts of the world. And I'm sure, again, he'll have plenty to say. What I'd like to do tonight is continue with the discussion that commenced last week, and that was on the issue of speech. And a little bit regarding the issue of sedition. And I'm sure that many of your listeners do tune into Fox News to hear Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, and Mark Levin. And Mark Levin has been talking in his book, but it is a very good book actually Stephen is purchasing, and I probably will, and it's dealing with, I guess the title of it is On Freedom of the Press, and it's a tale that really has to be told, and Mark Levin is clearly the person to do that with his background in constitutional law and also working for the Justice Department. But what we have is really a, I think the term is a Gordian knot when it comes to speech, talking about it in respect to the government, talking about it in respect to these weblogs, talking about it in respect to Facebook and Google and Twitter and those companies. Now, I know that, Bill, you've made the point and I guess much of this has to do with the fact that with your background in the military, you've seen horrors upon horrors. And as had my own father, who saw much action in the Pacific Theater in World War II as a torpedo bomber pilot and launching torpedoes against Japanese cruisers and carriers. And the fact is, once you've seen death face to face, I presume that what you see back home is not given the same impact. It wouldn't have the same impact. You're not going to be concerned about the people on the left that incite violence. I would imagine that you would be able to meet violence with violence if it came down to that. But the issue of speech, we're talking about either the spoken word or the written word, and that together with the Second Amendment and, of course, the eight other amendments that make up the Bill of Rights are absolutely critical to our survival as a nation, as a free republic, and also to make clear that the people, the American citizenry, is ultimately the supreme authority in the land. At any rate, let's begin with the statement of the First Amendment, at least in pertinent part. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Now, what that specifically says is that freedom of speech is essentially an absolute right, and it should not be curtailed. And, of course, we hear that more from the standpoint of the press, the left-wing press, that, of course, they can say whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want to say it, get away with it. But by the same token, they would like to clamp down on dissenting opinions. Well, it doesn't work that way. But again, the First Amendment is a basically a restriction on government itself. It's not a restriction on private businesses. And that's where things get a bit mucky. And when we think now that Facebook and Google and Twitter, Google, I think, through the YouTube platform that it has, the Twitter account, the Facebook, these are major platforms through which speech is disseminated, probably much more so than through now the printed word. The New York Times may still have a tremendous readership, but not as tremendous as it had probably even 20 years ago. And that would be the same with the Washington Post and the Chicago Tribune. Actually, these newspapers would probably be defunct if they did not have billionaires like the people that have been buttressing the New York Times and Jeff Bezos, who purchased the Washington Post with I think he paid something in the order of a third of $1 billion. But then again, if a person has $150 billion, he's not going to be too concerned about that. He simply wants to have a platform for himself. And he represents, unfortunately, this internationalist class that is not interested in the well-being of the American citizenry or the well-being of the Bill of Rights in our Constitution. And that is why your program, Bill, what AMLAN does, Truth About Guns, and the Arbalest Quorum, and several other sites are very critical to getting the word out that we are in very precarious waters now. We have 4 years with a president that has done as much as he can to turn around the kind of horrible world that Barack Obama had created for us. And in order for his work to continue, he must be serving another 4 years. And so that election is going to be critical in 2020. But how much more time do we have before?
Well, we got about 40 seconds. So when we get back, sure, I want to ask about the differences between the various outlets out there, because the various outlets, to me, and I've been looking at this since you first brought the subject up, I've been paying very close attention to this. I just want to get a little clarification when we get back, if we could do that. Now, Roger is the writer. He is the one that does most of the writing. I believe that's true. And you can find his stuff, of course, at ArbalestQuarrel.com, where everything originates from. And then he's a featured writer at both AmmoLand.com and TheTruthAboutGuns.com, talking about speech. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Well, if it'll play.
Frank. Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Roger Katz. We're talking about speech and the way it's implemented or constrained or all this other stuff. Now, let me ask you a question about this stuff.
Sure.
With regards to all of these internet entities, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and all these other things that are out there, their premise is that they are a platform, which would indicate that as a platform, I'm just going up there, I'm doing what I'm going to do on the platform. I might stand there and throw smoke signals. I don't, you know, whatever I'm going to do, and they're not responsible for it because they're just a platform. They're like a utility. However, since they have decided to do things where they're actually trying to filter it, censor it, edit it, now that makes them a publisher. Where now they open themselves up to certain liabilities. This is my understanding of it. So my question becomes, if they are publishers, which news is obviously a publisher and all this other stuff, is the premise behind what you're concerned about that there ought to be something to stop them from doing this? Most of us know that what they're saying is just an out and out lie. It's very easy to fact check them, and they always come up with, 27 different Pinocchios for one sentence. So, what are we looking at here?
Well, there's a couple things, Bill. First of all, the thing that protects them, believe it or not, is a congressional act. It's the Communications Decency Act of 1996, all right? Specifically, Section 230, Protection for Private Blocking and Screening of Offensive Material. And it's specifically directed to companies like Twitter and like Facebook. Basically, what we have, they would consider themselves simply private platforms like Ma Bell. Well, we have a pipe here and material flows through it. In the matter of content, we don't have any say as to what is presented. And if you look at the Communications Decency Act of 1996, it was really with that idea in mind to basically protect companies like that any charge that, there has been objectionable content, perhaps, in fact, it often says here, this is Section C2, of the Act, a civil liability. No provider, such as Facebook or Twitter, or user of an interactive computer service shall be held liable on account of A, any action voluntarily taken in good faith to restrict access to or availability of material that the provider or user considers to be obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, excessively violent, harassing, or otherwise objectionable, whether or not such material is constitutionally protected. And what has happened, though, there's another section here. Section C, Protection for Good Samaritan Blocking and Screening of Offensive Material, all right? And basically, they have it both ways. If Facebook did nothing, and it had been called on the carpet for certain types of things that have occurred, that they have allowed to be filtered, that were not filtered, if you consider Islamic terrorist action, that kind of thing. But at any rate, they are protected by this Telecommunications Act. The problem is that they have gone much further, and I think this is the point that you're getting at, where they are actually, as a content moderator, are now deciding what is, it's almost like the New York Times, all the news that stick to print. In other words, whatever news they say is fit to print, and however they want to say it. And so you see them beginning now to control more and more of the content, whereas even a few years ago, that was not the case. And there's a curious thing. I was doing some research on this, and this isn't an idea that just happened to come up, let's say, through some brainstorming on the part of Facebook and its staff, but it's something that affects Microsoft as well, believe it or not, all these big companies, even though Microsoft that does have its Internet Explorer, so like Google, the Google Chrome, it is a platform, but it also moderates content. And they're getting their cues, believe it or not, from the European Union. And the European Union, as you know, has taken a very hard line, in, as it often does, in respect to any thing that the ministers of the interior and Brussels deem to be hate speech. And what they've done is taken that and they basically adopted the tax, you might say, that the European Union has that controls the kind of dissemination of content in the European Union, and they brought it over to the United States. And this is a real problem. They can hide.
They brought it over.
Facebook and Google and Twitter will hide behind the Telecommunications Act that allows them to moderate or not if they see fit. Even though today the internet is really the major disseminator, the major outlet for all communication.
Let me get you hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Sure. When we get back, we're going to talk about that. And my throat is sort of rough and ragged. I can't even understand why I didn't do that much today. Arbalest Quarrel, there you can find all the stuff that they write, and it all begins at arbalestquarrel.com. Then from there it goes to Freddie Reel at amoland.com, and then from there it goes to old Dan Zimmerman at truthaboutguns.com. So it lands somewhere that you're probably going to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is honoring about a dozen first responders with the Medal of Valor.
To the families who join us, you carry a great burden so that our citizens can live in safety and in peace.
During a White House ceremony today, the president says that they have performed immortal acts of courage and notes that some of the recipients performed acts of heroism after being injured. The threat of severe weather continues in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Aaron Jajak is a storm chaser who joins Fox News.
But ultimately, tornadoes, usually they show themselves on the ground first. There's a swirling dust swirl that looks like some people mistake it for smoke if they're not a storm chaser and they don't know what they're looking for.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 101 points to close at 25,777. The NASDAQ lost 35 and the S&P was down 8. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Roger Katz from Arbel's Quarrel, speaking about the handling of speech and everything. I guess my question becomes so TV and newspapers are the legacy media. And a lot of people, like I believe the circulation of the New York Times in a city of 8 million people is about 500,000 a day. And I mean, that's, you know, that's a paper of record. So that's nationwide, 500,000 or maybe that's, I don't know what it is. Whatever it is.
Even, in the bucket.
Yeah. Even with all the Starbucks, which all carry that as well, there's just not that much happening there. So when they're out there writing about stuff, the only time I ever hear about anything being written in New York Times is if Fox talks about it, which Fox is sort of a, I don't know how I feel about Fox, but having said that, while we're sitting here and we're, are we actually, which one are we worried about? Are we worried about the internet, the virtual media, or are we worried about legacy media? Because I think legacy media is a dying model.
Well, it still exists, and the fact is, as long as people have their televisions, you can call them monitors now, whatever you want, flat screen TVs, But they are basically getting news on the internet through these cable channels. It's all really one thing. The only thing is, of course, the newspapers themselves, the printed newspaper, is becoming a thing of the past. But then again, these newspapers all have their own website, and people, quite a few people, are probably reading the New York Times and the Washington Post and the in Britain, the Guardian, online. So it's probably not the best way to describe the shakeup in the media as to the vehicles through which people obtain their content. The fact is, simply, do people have access to the greatest amount of content, or do they not? What I find particularly insidious, too, especially when you think about Facebook and you think about Google, and this has to do with the fact that they're allowing the international community, if you will, which is really the European Union, to dictate to them how they should conduct themselves. In other words, how they should moderate the content that appears on their own account. And I got to tell you, Bill, there was one day some months ago when I was taking a look at the Arbalest Quarrel account on Facebook, and I could not log on. It was just there was nothing there. And was that just a momentary glitch or what? I don't know. But I found that in any other circumstance, I guess I would not be too concerned. But considering that Facebook now has this thing they call the Online Civil Courage Initiative, they're beginning to be like politicians and coming up with terminology for the most draconian statutes or policies that they have, or rules, and try to put a good spin on it. And then we have this other one, the Global Network Initiative. And it's all an attempt to urge the major internet providers and platforms to adopt the treaties and the policies of the European Union. In fact, here I'm looking at the Online Courage Initiative, and there's a statement here. YouTube and Twitter signed the EU hate speech code, vowing to fight racism and xenophobia by reviewing the majority of hate speech notifications within 24 hours. But the code, of course, is voluntary and not legally binding. But the fact is that they still have that. We have taken, Bill, a giant step backwards from several decades ago when the First Amendment really had some teeth to it. And it was some, I think it was a few months ago, I had mentioned a couple cases to you, and I'd like to go back to them because it's important for your listeners to understand that there's a huge disconnect between what the Supreme Court says about our rights and liberties and what is transpiring in the media, talking about, oh, you can't have hate speech, but how do you define it? Oh, we can't have xenophobia, Islamophobia.
Well, my question is, okay, what is it that we want to do about it? Not what how we got here, because I'm pretty sure we know how we've gotten here. We've gotten here by apathy. It sort of snuck up on us, right? Is that the short, long and short of it? Sort of snuck up on most people? Because that's the way most of these things catch up. I want to know, is there some sort of a law or something that is in place that could take this up? And if not, are you proposing there be a law? That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah, there's two things. Either we open up content as it was meant to be, where all sides of a debate, a good, bad, positive, negative, however you want to interpret it, or we bring back the sedition statutes because dealing with libel. in order to constrain attempts to basically control the narrative, which is really what we're seeing.
Has anybody introduced that into Congress?
No, but I think that there has been some discussion probably in committee, not by the Democrats. I would like to think that the Republicans. But there's the thing that we have to do is really put constraints on platforms like Facebook and Twitter that are really going hog wild and basically attempting to be the thought police and deciding what constitutes acceptable speech and what does not. Now, one thing that Congress can do, and now it is true, they're a private company, but they operate how? In interstate commerce. Now, Congress has incredible power to regulate interstate commerce. So, statutorily, Congress could enact law that would prohibit companies like Twitter and Facebook from controlling, attempting to moderate content with a very heavy hand, and they could be fined for doing so. The other thing that can be done, of course, and it's one thing that I think one of the co-founders of Facebook mentioned, is simply using antitrust laws to break up Facebook and Google and therefore allow more competition. And in terms of speech, that would probably work to our benefit.
Hang on there, right there, if you will. We're coming up on the break. Talking about the constraining of speech with the Arbeless Quarrel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, and the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel as we continue on about the constraints of speech. Had to slow you down there. Where were you going?
Yeah, actually, Bill, what I'd like to do is mention to your listeners something that I came across, a few years ago in the New York Times, and it really had me pretty angry, and I would imagine that it had to be the same for quite a few of the reporters that worked for the New York Times. The New York Times came out with a guideline. As they refer to it, for their journalists, use of social media, all right? And I happened to look it up today, and this is what they said. Social media presents potential risks for the Times. If our journalists are perceived as biased, you know, the newspaper really isn't, of course, or if they engage in editorializing on social media, that can undercut the credibility of the entire newsroom. In other words, can undercut the narrative that they want to create and thrust on the rest of the country. So this is what they said. Our journalists should be especially mindful of appearing to take sides on issues that the Times is seeking to cover objectively. Now, think about that for a moment. When has the New York Times ever been objective, either in its editorials or, of course, they can be subjective there, but in their so-called news accounts when they're talking about firearms? Are they ever objective? Now, just imagine that there's an individual that happens to be a member of the NRA. He happens to be on social media, and he happens to have a particular viewpoint that may not co-care with the New York Times. He is a journalist. He works for the company, but he's also a citizen of the United States. And as a citizen, he has what? He has the right of free speech. So they go on to say, we consider all social media activity by our journalists to come under this policy. While you may think that your Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram, Snapchat, chat, or other social media accounts are private zones separate from your role at the time, in fact, everything we post or like online is to some degree public, and everything we do in public is likely to be associated with the time. So avoid joining private and secret groups on Facebook. Well, if it's a secret group on Facebook, that's not going to have an impact beyond a few members anyway. Go on and say, avoid joining private and secret groups on Facebook and other platforms that may have a partisan orientation. The whole thing smacks of a totalitarianism. And there is, well, we see it not just in the newspapers, but isn't it also true in the education sector that teachers have been basically reprimanded or, in worst cases, fired if their social media account happens to say something that the board finds contrary to, I don't know, a particular lesson plan or curricula that they invoke. There's definitely an attempt to clamp down on speech. And as we're getting into the full swing in the next couple of months into the 2020 election cycle, it's important that that free flow of ideas are not constrained, that that people have a right as an American citizen to engage in a free discussion and to vent their views irrespective of what they may otherwise be required to do when they're working for a particular company. But here we see attempts to basically constrain free speech beyond the confines of business. And I definitely believe that the Congress, if don't expect anything from the Democrats, of course, but if the Republicans would get their heads out of the sand and attempt to explain to groups and companies and government agencies that the Bill of Rights has a particular meaning and a particular import. And if there's going to be constraints on it, then we've already lost a free republic.
Well, I mean, the Bill of Rights has constraints on the federal government, right?
The Bill of Rights is a constraint on the federal government. That is true. But it should be also a constraint on powerful media blocks that are essentially working at the behest of government. Let's face it. The CNN, MSNBC, perhaps even PBS, all these companies, they basically are involved in sloganeering, messaging, propaganda, working on behalf of the Democratic Party. And if that's the case, then they should not, if they want to engage in propaganda, then they should realize that they are engaging in a biased communication, and there should be a equal and opposite reaction to that. That would allow for a countervailing viewpoint.
I don't disagree with you, but the problem is that you're asking a bunch of people or a bunch of entities to make a decision voluntarily when they don't have to. And who's going to be making that request? It's going to be the Republicans?
I ultimately, it goes back to the electorate, and I think it's very important that your listeners subscribe to the Arbalest Quarrel to Amalan. They listen to your program regularly. They listen to Mark Levin. And if they want to listen to CNN, fine. If they want to listen to Chris Cuomo, fine. But people should not be constrained. And this concept of morality coming from one side that says, look, whatever we're saying is gospel. It's objective. It's true. It's moral. It's ethical. And you don't have to listen to anything or anyone else. Very, very dangerous. I think it's important to subscribe to conservative thought, which is actually consistent, really, with that of the founders. Because what we're seeing today coming from the left is so far removed. My God, they're attacking Washington, attacking Jefferson. They mean to destroy our history, the very soul of this nation. And that is extraordinarily serious. And there are people that say, well, that's all well and good. We should get rid of the nation state. We should be part of the European Union. You want to believe that, fine. But you can't constrain other people to be permitted to hear another viewpoint. And the problem is that there's this incredible attempt to control the narrative. And
we're running out of time. We're running out of time here. It's a circular topic, no doubt about it. Thank you for joining me this evening, Roger.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.